Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests are sustainable business developers and owners. Welcome Ashley Snooks, the program manager of Spruce Roots. Nice to have you here, Ashley.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be here.
And the winners of Spruce Roots Path to Prosperity Sustainable Business Development Competition announced just hours ago, Sylvia Hines, owner of the Mud Bay Lumber Company, and Lisa Doherty, owner of Juno Composts. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you here. Can't wait to hear more about these two businesses. But Ashley, let's start with you. Spruce Root, if somebody hasn't heard of it, what is it?
We are a nonprofit organization here in Juneau. We provide free business coaching. We do the Path to Prosperity Sustainable Business Development Competition. And we are also a community development financial institution, which means that we provide small business loans here in Southeast Alaska.
Okay. So we have the Mud Bay Lumber Company and the Juno Composts. Walk us through this process. How did you find them or how did they find you? And maybe we can just sort of use that as a model of how somebody might approach you in the future.
Absolutely. So every year our competition opens on April 1st and we begin gathering the initial applications. We whittle those applications down to 12 finalists. And Sylvia and Lisa joined us as finalists at our award-winning business boot camp in September here in Juno. They went through three intense days working with a variety of specialists here in Juno across a wide range of industries. After that, they spent a few intense months working on their business plans, submitted them in early December. And as you said earlier, we just announced this morning that both of them were selected as winners of our $25,000 awards.
Okay. Sylvia Hines, owner of Mud Bay Lumber Company in Haines, Alaska. Take us back. So this April 1st of 2018. And how did you get to know Spruce Root and what did you sort of put in your application?
Well, I was lucky enough to get to go through boot camp twice. So I applied in 2016 when we were just starting. And that boot camp process took us from being scattered, not having – trying to do everything at once, made it so that we now have a quality product. It really upped our quality. It gave us financial skills. It gave us marketing skills. It gave us an understanding of the value of a triple bottom line industry, understanding that the environmental value of a small business, the social value and the economic value – is more important than just ourselves and our family and the fact that we like wood, that the value of a triple bottom line industry affects our peers, affects future generations, and that gave us the courage and the path to be where we are today.
What is a triple bottom line company?
That's a great question. So a triple bottom line, the triple bottom line approach is the idea that there's more to a business than just the economic profit. Profitability is incredibly important, but there's been a development or a line of thinking that we can also measure the environmental impacts as well as the social and cultural impacts that a business has on their community. And so one of the key parts of the competition is encouraging businesses to sometimes think out of the box about their relationship with the people, the place, and the profit.
Okay. I want to learn more about Mud Bay Lumber Company here in a minute. Lisa Doherty, you're one of the other winners, owner of Juno Composts. Tell us about your business.
Basically, we're a curbside collected food scrap recycling service. So just like you put your trash or your recycles on the curb, you can put your organics on the curb. So that includes food scraps and yard debris. And so we have our collection route around town every Tuesday and Friday. We drive around and collect it, bring it out to our facility and mix it all up and turn it into finished compost that can be used to grow local foods.
And in full disclosure, KTOO Public Media, we are a partner in composting with you, right?
Yeah, pick it up for you every Tuesday.
Okay, so we have several 5-gallon buckets around the building and some trash cans in the restrooms for paper towels after you use them, and all of our coffee grounds go into our 5-gallon buckets, and it gets collected. Tell us about where it goes.
So right now the facility is out on private property that I own at 25 miles, so it's quite a trek. It's not open to the public just because of where it's at. And so everything I collect and then I bring out there, basically back my truck up to my pile and I dump it. I weigh it. I keep track of volume and weights just to keep track of what's being diverted from the landfill. But then I mix it with a bunch of carbon, so I have to collect leaves and paper and compostable plastics and moss, things like that to mix in, sawdust. And so I mix it all together and I let it cook up with the microbes and heats up to 140 degrees. And when it starts cooling, then it's time to turn it. And I turn it 3, 4, maybe more times and then let it age and worms take over. And about a year later, I test the product, do grow trials on it, and bag it up and send it out the door.
Very cool. And are Junoites or people in Southeast able to buy that product already? Or
yeah, so I've had two batches ready. I've been in business for 2 years, and there's been two batches. But I kind of shifted how I was managing the piles this winter, and so I've been able to turn all winter long. And so basically, my piles aren't frozen like they were last spring when it was planting time. I was still thawing my finished product. But now my finished product is going to be warmer. And once the spring plant sale comes, I should have plenty of bags for sale.
Okay. Sylvia Hines, back to you for a minute. Mud Bay Lumber Company, what are some of the products that you all produce?
We sell rough cut lumber. So okay. We partner with a firewood company to source our trees. So my husband's out there right now. Logging, bringing trees from our Haines State Forest. Then they go through we have a Mighty Mite sawmill. So we produce rough cut lumber and we sell rough cut lumber to the local Haines market. We also have birch in Haines, so we sell to local woodworkers. And we look forward down the line to investing in a biomass kiln, dry kiln, to be able to produce interior products and be able to export throughout Alaska.
Interesting. And so birch and then spruce and hemlock?
Right. In Haines, we have spruce, hemlock, and birch.
Do you have cedar that far north?
We don't. Also have cottonwood, which we have sold prototypes for interior paneling. It's very beautiful. It has a mill up north does that as well and is successful. So.
All right. And back to you, Lisa. What are a few things that you gleaned going through the process with Spruce Root as far as business plan refinement?
Well, I think one of the big things for me was just meeting all the other business owners or people who were thinking about starting businesses and seeing where they were at and getting ideas from them. And just knowing that I have this network of people that I can reach out to at any time feels pretty good. But I was also inspired by one of the speakers who came who was basically saying, well, so what about the barge? Maybe the barge isn't the problem. Maybe there could be a barge that's powered by sales and isn't the problem. So what about local foods? There not being any land. Maybe rooftop gardens are the solution. And so that got me kind of thinking bigger. You know, I initially wanted to just be a small curbside deal going a couple days a week, but it really made me think, you know, I'm just a person, just like the person who might make the barge powered by sales. And so I've been thinking about really expanding to try to serve Juneau as a whole community rather than just a few people in it.
All right. Interesting. Sylvia, you talked a lot before about how Spruce Root sort of helped you sculpt your business plan as well. What would be your advice to somebody listening right now who might be interested in starting up a small business or refining a small business here in Southeast and maybe working with Spruce Root?
Do it. It takes a lot of courage and risk to go for it, but you just have to get your hands dirty, jump off the cliff, and you'll probably be flying because you don't want to hit the ground.
So, Ashley, before you mentioned the April 1st deadline for an application, but you also mentioned some boot camps. So here we are in February. What should prospective small business owners or current small business owners be thinking about?
I'd encourage them to get on our website in March or early April, have a look at the program, get familiar with it. We will be opening applications on April 1st, and I would encourage both, you know, budding entrepreneurs, people who have that kind of kernel of an idea, and owners who've maybe had a business open for a year or longer, to keep an eye on our website, because we have some exciting new developments that are going to be occurring this year, and we'll give even more opportunities to Southeast Alaskan entrepreneurs to join us to learn and to grow.
And remind us your website?
Sprucerute.org.
All right. Lisa, how about you, advice for business owners or small business owners?
Well, I guess I feel like I was lucky in that my business had been going for about a year when I started. Because I think if I had started working on my business plan before being in operation, I might have got frustrated and said, I'm going to do something else instead. But I just had that drive where I knew my business was working already and I knew I loved composting. And so working on the 100-page plus business plan at that point was it felt like it was worth it. And so I just think if you're a new business, you know, don't be daunted by the paperwork, by making your business plan. If you believe in what you're doing, it's going to work out.
Got it. Do any of you have any ideas, something that we're missing here in Southeast Alaska? Any ideas for entrepreneurs out there? What business? What's our next small business that we need? Anyone?
There's an incredible amount of opportunity in the timber industry, in a local timber industry. I can't speak for Juneau, but contact me on Facebook, Mud Bay Lumber Company, and we can talk about all the opportunities for young people. The market is there, the supply is there, and connecting supply to the market takes creativity and takes a lot of risk, but it's rewarding and there's a lot of room for growth.
Okay. And you mentioned Facebook. Is that the best place to find you online?
Yes.
All right, Mud Bay Lumber Company. And you'll let us know when products are available in Juneau too, please.
Absolutely.
And Lisa, where's the best place to find you?
www.junocompost.org or .com. Junocompost.com. And then we're also on Facebook.
Got it. And as we get our gardens ready this spring, if we wanted to find some of your product, where could that be?
Well, you could just send me a message. I'm going to put on Facebook when I have a batch ready to go out the door. But I'm thinking that the big sale is going to be at the Safeway plant sale around Mother's Day.
And great for vegetables, flowers, you
Anything,
name it.
Anything, you name it.
All right. We've been speaking with Ashley Snooks of Spruce Root. She's the program manager there. Sylvia Hines, owner of Mud Bay Lumber Company, and Lisa Doherty, owner of Juneau Compost. They are the winners of this year's Path to Prosperity Sustainable Business Development Competition. It's been great speaking with all of you. Is there anything we're missing? Anything you'd like to add?
Nope. Thank you so much for your time today, Scott.
Nice having you all here. See ya.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.